hello! Happy Valentine's Day! Thank you for letting me come over. I'm sorry it's such late notice. Thanks for letting me borrow your oven. What happened to my oven? It's definitely all Terry's fault and not mine! It just suddenly stopped working. Yeah, definitely didn't accidentally burn and set it on fire or anything while I was too busy taste testing these recipes. Ahem. Anyways, let's get to it. I may be a powerful lich. Maybe the most powerful of them all. But as far as I know, there's no spell to make sweets disappear out of thin air. If there was one, I'd definitely be using it already. Let's see. I brought some ingredients over, so I hope it'll be enough to cover everything we plan to make. If anything, I'm sure we can make a smaller batch of chocolates. Homemade chocolates shouldn't be too hard to make. We just need to melt everything over here and pour them into these heart-shaped molds. Afterwards, we can let them cool down and we might be able to do different layers too. With some sprinkles and drizzling more melted chocolate on top, they'll just be about ready to pop in the fridge! You can never have too much chocolate. Ooh, we should experiment with these while we're at it. If we mix the dark chocolate and the milk chocolate together, we'll find the perfect balance of bittersweetness! We'll have to set some aside so we can draw eyes on our little frog friends, though. What frogs? The cookies, of course! Frogs don't fit with the theme! Of course they do! Look! Look, look, look! If you look closely, the eyes look like the round parts in a heart. See? Of course I'm right! Just you wait! You'll see! We'll just have to give them cute little hearts to hold on to. Then the frogs will look Valentine's enough! We're so cute! I guess we could use strawberry jam or chunks of chocolate, but it might slip into the pan when it melts. Peanut butter as flowers? Peanut butter? No way! We're not adding that into our sweets! That's the worst idea ever! How could you even suggest that? Just because there's jam doesn't mean there has to be peanut butter. After all this, I don't know if I can trust your opinions in the kitchen. I think I'd better just keep you on melting chocolate duty. Don't worry, I can handle it. It's always more fun to bake and spend time having fun with someone else. Besides, we're almost ready to just assemble these together and pop them into the oven. Ta-da! Look at them! They're perfect! Not a single frog out of place! See? Even Terry thinks so! I'm so glad I spent so long perfecting those recipes before I got here. I'd never be able to face you again if I ended up damaging your oven too! Well, I hope they'll taste as good as they look. The tea should be just about ready too, so we can enjoy our adorable frog cookies and chocolates for afternoon tea. Thanks to you, Valentine's Day is saved! Yay!